Greetings and salutations and welcome to Lake Superior State University basketball on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason here at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, filling in for David John as we are about 12 minutes away. State University Lakers and the Ferris State Bulldogs. Our broadcast engineer tonight, Frank Blissett, back in the ESPN 1400 studios as the Lakers hoping to get back on the winning track after starting the season 1-5 this season. The Laker women were in Michigan Tech this past weekend and lost a pair of games to the Huskies. The Lakers lost on Friday by the score of 69-49. Mackenzie Bray led the way for the Lakers in that one. She had 12 points on the night. Lakers also lost to Michigan Tech by the score of 61-46 over the weekend. And Mackenzie Bray also the leading scorer in that one. Ferris State comes into this contest with a record of 2-4. The Bulldogs, I still have Michigan Tech on the mind apparently, the Bulldogs did win their last game up in Marquette on the weekend, defeating Northern Michigan by the score of 66-64. They lost the opener in that one, 77-61. So the Lakers right now 1-5 in league play, sixth place in the North Division. Through three weekends of the 2021 season, the Lakers do have two players who are averaging over 10 points per game. Sophomore guard Margot Woofter, who will not be in the lineup tonight, unfortunately, and sophomore transfer Madison Raymond. Woofter didn't play last weekend in the series against Michigan Tech. She leads the team with a 14 points per game average. And Raymond, who missed the Lakers' opening series of the season, she has averaged 11 points per game while also leading the team in rebounds per game with 6.5 rebounds per game. Last year, the Lakers and Bulldogs met each other twice, with Ferris State winning both meetings. Bulldogs won the first game by the score of 81-71. Then they added a home 71-65 win over Lake State back in February of 2020. This will be the first of two meetings between the Lakers and Bulldogs. As I mentioned last weekend, the Bulldogs split at Northern Michigan and are 2-4 on the season. And they are led by freshman guard Caden Blanchard, who is averaging a little over 22 points per game this season. And their senior guard, Adrian Anderson, who was chosen as the GLIAC North Division's preseason player of the year, has not yet appeared in a game for the Bulldogs. Not quite sure if she's in the starting lineup tonight. We'll get that momentarily. The Laker men on the road tonight. When the women are home, the Laker men are on the road. When the Laker men are at home, the Laker women are on the road. And right now, the Laker men are down in Big Rapids taking on the Ferris State Bulldogs, and they have a 38-33 lead over the Bulldogs at half. Kimon Bassett has 9 points for the Lakers. Justin Fisher and Malik Adams have 7. And so the Laker men 2-4 on the season. This would certainly be a very big win for that squad. We're going to take a break here on our pregame show. When we come back, we'll have some more news and notes from around the league and more on this contest here at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium. No fans in attendance, but we have it here on the radio and also online on Stretch TV. And we're back at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium on this Tuesday night. Scott Nason filling in for David John tonight as we have about 6 minutes left before the opening tip-off of GLIAC women's basketball between the Lake Superior State University Lakers and the Ferris State Bulldogs. This Lakers team young this season, 16 players on the roster. We do have a few out tonight due to injury. We'll get to that in a little bit. Two seniors on this Lake Superior State squad, including Newberry's own number 12, Taylor Bryant, and number 30, Rebecca Villanueva. Lakers have 5 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 5 freshmen. And Ferris pretty much in the same boat. They have 3 seniors and 4 juniors, 2 sophomores, and 5 freshmen. As I mentioned, the Laker women enter tonight's contest with a 1-5 record. Ferris State is 2-4. Looking at the GLIAC North Division standings for the women in the North Division, Michigan Tech, who the Lakers were swept by last weekend, they lead the division with a 5-1 record. Northern Michigan in second, 4-2. The Wildcats are scheduled to be here this weekend for a pair of games against the Laker women on Saturday and Sunday. Both those games, 3 p.m. starts, and you can hear both of those right here on ESPN 1400 and also watching them on a Stretch TV. Ferris State in a three-way tie for third place in the North Division. Wayside and Purdue Northwest all with 2-4 records. And Lake Superior State right now in sixth place in the GLIAC North Division with a record of 1-5. In the South Division, Grand Valley in first place with a 5-1 record. Northwood and Wayne State tied for second, both those teams 4-2. A little bit of a surprise here, Ashland, who usually is on the top half of the standings, they have a 3-3 record so far. They are in fourth place. Davenport and Saginaw Valley, they are tied for fifth, each with 2-4 records. For the men, the Michigan Tech also leading the men's North Division standings with a record of 5-1. And then you have a log jam in second place. Northern Michigan, Parkside, Purdue Northwest, and Ferris State all 3-3. And the Laker men, who are leading Ferris right now at half down in Big Rapids, they are in sixth place as of now with a record of 2-4. In the South Division, a three-way tie for first for the men. Grand Valley State, Northwood, and Ashland all at 4-2. Wayne State there in fourth place with a 3-3 record. And Davenport and Saginaw Valley, they are tied for fifth in the South Division, each with a 1-5 record. The Laker men again at Ferris tonight, and that score at half, 38-33. Laker men will be on the road this weekend up in Marquette, or I should say over and up in Marquette, as they will take on Northern Michigan Saturday and Sunday, while the women will be here on Saturday and Sunday. Both those games have a 3 p.m. start. No fans in attendance still here at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium. This is my first broadcast without fans, so we'll certainly be interesting to see how the game flow goes, and of course hearing everything that goes on the court and on the benches, always a good time. We have our good friend Ben Diedrich doing camera work for Stretch TV tonight. Had a nice chat with him, still trying to convert him into a Michigan State fan, but at least he supported my Alabama Crimson Tide against his dreaded Ohio State in the national championship football game. Jim Lee Hockey here taking a video, I would imagine, for 9 and 10 News, as well as some pictures for some other media outlets. So everybody is assembled. Ferris State only dressing 10 players tonight. Again, they have been without their star player, and it looks like she is not on the court right now. Number 2, Adrian Anderson. The Lakers are also going to be out without some key players tonight, including number 4, Margot Woofter, and number 22, Sadie DeWilt. Both those players out of action tonight, so we'll see if some other players can step up. This Laker women's team, a rebuilding program under head coach Brandon Locken. They've had some good first halves in most of their games, but it seems like the third quarter has been their Achilles heel. Up in Tech over the weekend, they were very close in the Friday game, and they actually led by 5 on Saturday at halftime, but they were unable to match up the size that Michigan Tech possessed. So we'll see what happens here tonight. Home cooking for the Lakers. 3 games coming up this week, including Northern Michigan on Saturday and Sunday. We're going to take our final break here in our pregame. We come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip of tonight's GLIAC North Division battle between the Lake Superior State University Lakers and the Ferris State University Bulldogs. You are listening to Lake Superior State University basketball on your home for the Lakers, ESPN 1400. Welcome back to the Bud Cooper Gymnasium on the campus of Lake Superior State University as the Ferris State Bulldogs set to do battle against the Lake Superior State University Lakers. Starting for the Ferris State Bulldogs, number 3, Zoe Anderson. Number 5, Deshauna Day. Number 13, Ellie Dykstra. Number 15, Ariel Jenkins. And number 23, Mallory McCartney. The Ferris State Bulldogs are coached by head coach Kurt Westendorp. Now introducing the starting lineups for the Lake Superior State University Lakers. Starting for the Lakers, junior forward number 2, Mackenzie Bray. Starting for Lake State tonight, wearing number 11, freshman forward Haley Volker. Starting for Lake State at guard, senior number 12, Taylor Bryant. Starting for the Lakers at forward, number 23, Madison Raymond. And starting at forward for the Lakers, number 21, Brittany Bowman. The Lake Superior State University Lakers are coached by head coach Brandon Locken in his 14th season, I'm thinking of Steve Hedinga, in his fourth season here at Lake Superior State. The Lakers will be in, wow, it sounds very quiet in here doing the broadcast. The Lakers will be in their gold jerseys with the blue trim. Ferris State in their, we'll call that maroon, red, white, and yellow trim. Lakers will be going left to right as seen on your radio dial, also on Stretch TV. So here we go. Lake State and Ferris State. And the Lakers will win the tip, and they will move across the midcourt line. Bryant with the ball across the midcourt stripe. Bryant with the ball, pass it over to Bray. Bray, the leading scorer for the Lakers in their past two contests. Now Raymond has it top of the circle. Wilder passes it in. Shot up and in by Lake State. That was Mackenzie Bray, and it's 2-0 Lakers, 25 seconds into this first quarter. Now the Bulldogs with the ball. At the midcourt stripe, that's Hardy. Now a three up top by the Bulldogs off the glass. No, that was Zoe Anderson. And we're going to have a jump ball, and that'll keep the possession with Ferris State. Ferris State without the GLIAC preseason conference player of the year, Adrian Anderson. But you have Zoe Anderson out there. She's number three. I don't think they are related. They are from different towns, but who knows? Maybe they're distant cousins. Didn't get the biographies on the players before the broadcast. Now McCartney with it on the right wing. She'll dish it up top. Blanchard has it. Now Blanchard in the paint. Puts it up high off the glass. Good, and we're tied at two with 9:10 to play here in this first quarter. Lake State with the ball. They'll walk it across the midcourt line. Taylor Bryant, senior from Newberry, Michigan. Now up top to Raymond. Raymond had a hard time getting off shots in that Tech series. Tech has a lot of tall girls underneath. Now Bryant drives. Underhand scoop shot off the glass and good. Taylor Bryant gives the Lakers a 4-2 lead. Now Ferris State with the ball. Over in the far corner, that's Deshauna Day. Up top to McCartney. She's guarded by Bryant. She'll shoot the three. That one rims out. Rebound picked up by Raymond. And the Lakers with the ball up two. Bryant across midcourt line for Lake State. Left wing over in the far corner, thinking about the three. That's Wilder. Now she'll dish it up to Raymond. On the right wing, Volker. Volker with the ball. Lake State without two starters tonight. DeWilt and Wolfter both out of the lineup tonight. Missed shot by the Lakers, rebounded by the Bulldogs. They go across the midcourt line. Here's Ferris State in the paint. They'll dish it out. Left wing, three, Blanchard. Good. Ferris State with a 5-4 lead 2 minutes into this first quarter. Lake State with the ball, across the midcourt line. Taylor Bryant, right-handed dribble on the far sideline. Now she'll dish it up top to Raymond. Raymond on the left wing to Wilder. Nice move underneath. Wilder puts it up off the glass and in. And Lake State retains the lead at 6-5, or regains the lead, I should say. Now here's the Bulldogs with the ball. McCartney being guarded by Bryant. Now McCartney leaves it to Day. Now Day finds all sorts of space underneath. She misses the shot, though. Rebounded by the Lakers, Volker. Volker across the midcourt line. Now she'll drive, finding some space. Foul shot, good. That one went off the glass and good, so count it. And the Lake State Lakers with an 8-5 lead. So a good start for Lake State here. Again, they've gotten off to many good starts this season. Actually, I don't know if they counted that basket. They haven't put it up on the score clock. I thought the referee signaled that one counted, and now we're, yep, they did count that too. So now checking in for Lake State, Kelly Olthoff. She will replace Madison Raymond. So at the line at number 11 for Lake State, Haley Volker, the freshman forward from Colby, Wisconsin. One free throw up and one free throw good. Lake State's done a good job from the free throw line this season. A very good shooting percentage. Ferris with the ball, trailing by four. Top of the circle, that's McCartney. Now she leaves it for Anderson. She shoots a three, and that one's good. So Ferris State making a pair of three-pointers. And no, I was a long 2 foot on the line, so it's 9-7 Lake State. 7 minutes to play here in this first quarter. Bryant across the midcourt line on the left wing. Now up top to Olthoff. Now here's Wilder underneath. She dishes it back out to Volker. Volker over to Wilder, and I think we're going to have a three-second violation as Olthoff was underneath the basket a little bit too long. It's now checking in at four Ferris State, Shania Huggins, as she will replace number three Zoe Anderson. Ferris with the ball, trailing by two, 6:45 to play in this first quarter. Dykstra with the ball. Now in the paint, that's Blanchard. She puts up the runner, no good. Rebound picked up by Lake State. That was Wilder. Now Wilder across the midcourt line. Wilder had a nice game on Saturday. Now she almost thought about shooting the shot there at the free throw line. Dishes underneath to Olthoff. She puts it up off the glass and good. And that's 11-7 Lake State. 6:20 to play in the first quarter. Fair State with the ball. McCartney in the paint. Now she'll dish it out to Day. Day with the ball. Top of the circle. That's Blanchard. Now here's Dykstra, and we're going to have a foul by Bryant. That'll be the first Laker foul, one team foul here in the first quarter for each squad. Now checking in for Ferris State, number 12, Samantha Krause, as she will replace number 5, Deshauna Day. Bulldogs will inbound near sideline. McCartney gets it to Blanchard, top of the circle. Now Blanchard. Back out, long three, McCartney, and that one's good. So Ferris State shooting the ball well here early, but Lake State is as well. And it's 11-10 Bulldogs. Rather, Lakers, 5:50 to play in the first quarter. A little rusty. It's been since the beginning of the pandemic since I've done a basketball game, so pardon the early rust. Now here's Bryant with it on the right wing. She's being guarded by McCartney. Taylor Bryant now drives underneath the basket. Lost room, dishes it out, three, far side, good. Jaden Wilder with a three, and it's 14-10 Lake State. 5:25 to play in this first quarter, been a good one so far. McCartney with it for Ferris State, right wing. Far sideline, that's Blanchard, and I think she stepped on that far sideline. And that's going to be a turnover, ball goes back to Lake State. Bleachers here at the Coop pulled back. So there's lots of room on that far sideline. Boy, you could go diving for a ball and still have about 50, well, maybe not 50 feet, but a lot of feet to land. You wouldn't be landing in somebody's lap and spilling popcorn. Not yet, anyway. Lake State with the ball up four. 5 minutes to play in this first quarter. Bryant with it, top of the circle. Lob pass at the free throw line. Bray off the glass, too strong, rebound, battled four, picked up by Lake State. Lakers doing a good job on the boards here early. Now another three attempt. Wilder, no good. Rebound inside Olthoff, and we're going to have a jump ball, and this one I think will go to Lake State. And so the Lakers battling for those balls. They've had a good spirited start here early. We're going to have a media timeout, 4:49 to play in the first quarter. Lakers with a 14-10 lead. You're listening to Lake Superior State University basketball on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason back at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium on the campus of Lake Superior State University. 4:49 to play in the first quarter. The Laker women with a 14-10 lead over the Ferris State Bulldogs. Lakers shooting 67% from the field, out-rebounding the Bulldogs 4-1. So Coach Brandon Locken certainly has to like the start he's seen in this one. Lakers with the ball inbounding underneath the Bulldogs basket. Josie Bontrager with the ball. Now Bryant over at the far sideline. Back up top to Wilder. Now Wilder at the free throw line. Gets it over to Bryant. Swings it over to Bontrager. Now here's Wilder in the paint. Moves. Puts up a wild shot, but it goes off the backboard and in. And it's 16-10 Lake State. 4:25 to play here in this first quarter. Bulldogs with the ball. Top of the circle, Dykstra. Now she swings it over to Blanchard. 10-footer far sideline, no good. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs. They'll put it off the high glass, no good. That was Dykstra with both those opportunities. And Lake State comes down with the rebound. Lakers with the ball in a 6-point lead. 4 minutes to play in this first quarter. Bryant with it on the left wing. Now a lob pass. Another pass wide open underneath is Kelly Olthoff. And the Lakers with an 18-10 lead. Lake State moving the ball, shooting the ball well, and grabbing rebounds, and have not really turned the ball over. So a picture-perfect start if you're the Lakers. Bulldogs with the ball, trailing by eight. Dykstra over to Blanchard. Now Blanchard, left of the lane, swings it over. Three-pointer Krause, no good. Rebound picked up by Bryant. And here comes Lake State. Taylor Bryant across the midcourt line for the Lakers. Bryant with it, top of the circle. Lakers setting up their offense. Bryant still has it. Bounce pass inside Bray. Another almost open opportunity. Olthoff, what a move there. She just put underneath the basket on Ellie Dykstra, and Coach Westendorf wants a timeout. Lake State on fire right now. We'll keep it here on the timeout with 3:11 to play in the first quarter. Lake State with a 20-10 lead. Boy, you couldn't have asked for a much better start for the Lakers. Right now, Jaden Wilder has 7 points. Kelly Olthoff has six. Haley Volker with three, Mackenzie Bray and Taylor Bryant with two. But looking at how they are doing, I mean, you can't ask for much more. Shooting 75%, one turnover, out-rebounding the opponent 6-2. And this stat I really like already in this first quarter, five assists. We haven't seen big assist totals in the games from the Laker women this season, and we're seeing that tonight. Lakers really with a spirited start here. So Ferris with the ball off the timeout, trailing 20-10, 3:11 to play in this first quarter. Bulldogs will walk the ball up court, cross the midcourt line. Mallory McCartney, now on the left wing, Anderson. Anderson with the ball, bounce pass at the free throw line. Blanchard now inside Unabaga, and we're going to have a travel. Again, good Laker defense on that one. Well, this is my first opportunity to see the Laker women, although I do have a firsthand report on all their games. Now the Lakers with the ball. It's number 25, Abby Crew. And a shot off the glass, no good. Rebound picked up by Ferris State. Bulldogs with the ball, left of the lane, driving, shot off the glass, good by Caden Blanchard, and it's 20-12 in favor of Lake State. Now the Lakers with the ball, Wilder dishes it out to Bontranger. Now inside, pass off the hands of Raymond, but she was fouled, just the second team foul for the Bulldogs, just one for Lake State, so a non-shooting foul. And the Lakers will inbound underneath the Ferris State basket. Jane Wilder to inbound. Lob pass up to Crew. Now pass inside, stolen by the Bulldogs. That was McCartney. McCartney across the midcourt line for Ferris State. Wide open right wing three, Blanchard. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Crew. Here comes Lake State again. Wilder across the midcourt line. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. 20-12 Lake State. Now a shot off the high glass. Good by Jaden Wilder. And the Lakers have a 10-point lead. Ferris State quickly up court. McCartney with it. McCartney being guarded by Bontrager. Now McCartney switches hands with the dribble up to Krause. Now Krause, left wing, Blanchard. Blanchard now drives, puts the shot off the glass, and good. 22-14 Lake State, 1:30 left in this first quarter. Lake State will slow it down a bit. Top of the circle, that's Wilder. Now Crew, back to Wilder. Now Wilder drives underneath. That one blocked nicely by Anderson, and the Bulldogs come up with the ball. Across the midcourt line, that's McCartney. McCartney on the right wing for Ferris State, up top to Krause. Now at the free throw line, Unabaga. Back up top, now driving in the paint. Running out of real estate, dishing it out for three. That's Anderson, that one's off the mark. Rebound Bulldogs, that's Krause, and she puts it up and in. So Ferris State starting to get a few more rebounds here late in this first quarter, and Coach Brandon Locken shaking his head. He doesn't like what he sees out there. We'll keep it here on the shorter timeout. 51 seconds to play in this first quarter. Lake State with a 22-16 lead. Laker men on the road as we speak. We'll have a final in that game for sure. Right now, with 10 minutes to play in the second half, Lake State holds a 59-51 lead over the Bulldogs. Malik Adams leading the way for the Lakers. 12 points, another balanced scoring attack. We've seen that all season long. Kimon Bassett has 11, Nigel Colvin with 11, Justin Fisher with 9, and David Wren with 8. So you could have five Lakers once again in double digits. We saw that on Sunday or Saturday, whatever the last game was here at the Coop as Lakers fell to Michigan Tech. The Lakers didn't play poorly by any stretch. Michigan Tech is a very good team, and they shot the ball very well. Lakers off the timeout with the ball. 51 seconds to play in this first quarter. They lead Ferris State by the score of 22-16. Now Crew dumps it underneath. That's going to be a foul as number 11 Haley Volker will go to the line, and she will shoot a pair of free throws at the third team foul on Ferris here in this first quarter. That foul is on number 20, Amika Unabaga, and she will sit down, be replaced by number 15, Ariel Jenkins. So at the line for Lake State, number 11, Haley Volker. Just the second free throw in this contest, and she makes her second. 23-16 Lake State. Now Volker, second free throw. And that one's also good. So Volker drains a pair from the line. Lake State leads by eight. 35 seconds left. We'll see if Ferris will get a quick shot here to try to get a two for one to end the quarter. Bulldogs with the ball. Blanchard. Don't look like they're going to do that as there's under 30 seconds left. Anderson up top to Blanchard. Now on the left wing, thinking about the three that was Crouch. Now she'll drive, dishing it out. Right wing three, Anderson. That one short, rebounded, picked up by Lake State. We'll see if they hold for the last shot as Brandon Locken barks out some orders to do just that. 10 seconds left, Lakers with the ball. Driving is Wilder. She'll dish it out to Nitz. Now Nitz, left of the lane, up top, long three at the buzzer. That one's short, and after one quarter of play here at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium, good first quarter for Lake State. They lead Ferris by the score of 24-16. You are listening to Laker Basketball on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason back at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium here in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Good first quarter for the Laker women. They lead Ferris State by the score of 24-16. Lakers shooting very well from the field, 62%. And leading the way for Lake State right now, Jaden Wilder, 4-for-6 from the field. She has 9 points. Kelly Olthoff with 6 for Ferris State. Caitlin Blanchard has 9. Mallory McCartney with 3. So the Bulldogs will inbound as we start the second quarter. And they are going right to left as heard on your radio dial. And again, welcome to all our listeners on ESPN 1400 and also on Stretch TV. Now the Bulldogs with the ball. McCartney on the left wing. McCartney with it. Lakers have been solid on both ends of the court so far. Now a long three up and in by Caden Blanchard. She didn't hesitate at all. And we talked about her efforts this year, averaging almost 23 points a game. Well, she's well on her way here. She now has 9. Make that 11. 24-19 Lake State, 9:20 to play in this second quarter. Taylor Bryant with the ball for the Lakers, top of the circle. Now Bryant thinks about driving. She'll dish it out to Wilder. Wilder with it. Ferris ramping up their defensive intensity. Now lob pass inside, finding space. No good. That shot by number 2, Mackenzie Bray, but she was fouled. And Bray will shoot 2 free throws. Are they not going to? Yeah, she will shoot 2 free throws for Lake State. Lakers right now, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Ferris yet to attempt a shot from the charity stripe. Josie Bontrager checking in for Lake State. She'll replace Haley Volker. So Mackenzie Bray will shoot 2. First one, she rattles that one in. Mackenzie Bray, a junior forward, 5'10", from Springfield, Illinois. She's a transfer student from Truman State University. Now second free throw up and also good. So Lakers 5 of 5 from the charity stripe, and they lead by 7 with 9 minutes to play in the second quarter. Fair State with the ball. Bulldogs 2-4 on the season. The Lakers 1-5. Now on the left wing, that's Dykstra. She'll pass it over to Blanchard. Now Blanchard almost lost it, gets it back. She'll dish it out over in the far corner. 3, that one's no good. Rebound battled for, picked up by who? Looks like we're going to have a jump ball as about 6 girls went down for it. And that should give the ball, I believe, to Lake State, and it will. Olthoff checking in for Lake State. as she will replace Madison Raymond. Lakers with the ball, 8:40 to play in the second quarter. They lead Ferris 26-19. Bryan across the midcourt line. Taylor Bryan getting a lot of playing time tonight. Now driving underneath, finding a whole bunch of space. That was Mackenzie Bray, and she puts it off the glass and good, and the Lakers lead by 9. Their biggest lead tonight has been 10 so far. Here's Dykstra with it. Right elbow, now she'll pass it over. Dykstra finds some room underneath, switches hands, puts up a shot. No, and Ferris will have their first free throws of the night. That just the second foul for Lake State in this contest. Oltoff with the foul as checking in for the Bulldogs, Samantha Krause. She'll replace number 23, Mallory McCartney. So at the line for the Bulldogs, junior Ellie Dykstra from Bryson Center, Michigan. Not quite sure where that is, but the first free throw up and in. And she'll shoot one more. She spins it in her hand. Second free throw up and good. So two free throws made by Dykstra, and it's a 7-point Lake State lead. Bryant with the ball. She'll walk it across the midcourt line for Lake State. Taylor Bryant, she'll leave it for Bray. Now on the near side, almost stolen there, kept alive by Wilder. Wilder having some good defense played by Day against her. Now Bryant with it, left wing. 10 on the shot clock. Bryant, cross-court pass to Bontrager. Now Lakers having some trouble here. They get a shot off. That's no good. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs. Dykstra, good defense by Ferris on that possession. With it, Blanchard, she launches a three. Good. Boy, that girl can shoot. And there's a reason she's averaging over 20 points a game this season. She's cut the Laker lead to 4. Blanchard with 15 points for Ferris already. Now here's a nice drive to the hoop underneath. Mackenzie Bray, she puts it up and in. She's finding a lot of space down there tonight. And the Lakers lead by 6. 7:10 to play in this second quarter. Now the Bulldogs with it, and we're going to have a foul before the pass, I believe. And I think that's going to go against Bray for Lake State. That'll be the second team foul in the quarter for the Lakers. Check that. That's on Bontrager. Josie Bontrager, her sister, also plays on the team, but she's not dressed tonight. Number 5, Ella Bontrager. Now Ferris State player falls down. That was Dykstra. She gets back up. Here's Blanchard with it. Dangerous player. She likes to shoot. She has 15 points in the game. She'll leave it for Day. Now Day drives. Now she'll reverse it. Puts up an underhanded scoop shot. That one just rolled out. Rebound picked up by Bray. Lakers with the ball up 6. Under 7 to play in the second quarter. Now underneath, tough shot, no good by Volker. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs, Dykstra. Ferris with the ball. Blanchard runs it across the midcourt line. Now Blanchard drives. Blanchard in the paint, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound picked up by Bryant. Lakers have led throughout this game. They lead by 6 right now. Now Bryant with it up top. Taylor Bryant. Oh, pass it over there, but the Laker player Volker wasn't looking, and that's an unforced error, and that'll go back to Ferris State. Lake State men still leading at Ferris, 69-57, with 6:47 to play in the second half, so they're in good position to win that road game. Always a tough place to play, Ferris. I don't care how the team's doing or if there are no fans. That's always a tough barn to play in for the Lakers. Now here's a 12-footer near side. Good by Ferris State's number 5, Deshauna Day. And it's a 4-point Laker lead. Again, the Lakers have had good first halves this season. It's been coming out of halftime that has been most of their struggles. Now Lake State with the ball. Raymond up top. Over on the left wing to Wilder. Pass inside just out of the reach of Bray. Lakers getting a little sloppy here over the last couple minutes. They've played a pretty clean game so far, but the last couple minutes, we haven't seen their best. At the fourth Laker turnover, Lakers out-rebounding the Bulldogs 10-8 so far tonight. Ferris State with the ball down 4, 5:40 to play in the second quarter. Bulldogs with it, Anderson. Bounce pass over to Day. Now she'll pass it up top to McCartney. McCartney swings it over to Anderson. Now Anderson drives the baseline, dishes it out top. McCartney. Good passing by the Bulldogs. Now Day puts up a shot and good. And the Bulldogs now trail by two. Closest they've been since, well, really the first minutes of the game. Now Bryant across the midcourt line for Lake State. Bryant over on the far sideline. Up top to Raymond. Now Raymond over to Wilder on the right wing. Now Wilder drives, dishes it out to Bray. Pass inside Raymond, finds some space, puts it up off the glass. No, gets her own rebound. Another chance and good. So Madison Raymond gives the Lakers a four-point lead. Now quickly up courts, Blanchard with it for the Bulldogs. Up top to McCartney. Now driving, nice pass there, but stolen by Wilder for the Lakers. Nice read by Jaden Wilder. Wilder still has the ball for Lake State over on the left wing up top. That's a three. Bray, no good. That one's short. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs. Caden Blanchard with it across the midcourt line. Blanchard now passes it up to Day, and we're going to have a travel, and that should give us a media timeout. And it does, with 4:26 to play in the second quarter. Lake State leads Ferris State by the score of 32-28. You're listening to Laker Basketball on ESPN 1400. Back at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium, 4:26 to play in the second quarter in our women's basketball game here tonight on ESPN 1400. Lake State with a 32-28 lead over the Bulldogs. Lakers cooling off a bit from the field, but still shooting a very good 56%, including 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Ferris State shooting 45% from the field. And here's the big stat of the game so far. Points in the paint, which normally isn't the Lakers' strong suit. 24 for Lake State, 8 for Ferris State. That certainly is a key stat to keep your eye on. Leading the way for the Lakers right now, Jaden Wilder, she has 9. And for Ferris State, Caden Blanchard, she has 15. So Lake State with the ball. Wilder to inbound underneath the Lakers' basket. Now Bryant with it. Bryant's logged a lot of time here in this first half. She's played well. Bryant passes it over on the left wing side to Bray. Now up top, Raymond. Over to Wilder. Wilder back to Raymond. Now lob pass inside. That one a little too strong. Good idea, but Bray ran out of real estate there, and that'll be another Laker turnover. Laker men look like they are on their way to victory, although you don't want to say that too fast. They lead 74-60 at Ferris with 4:43 to play in the second half. 5 Lakers again in double figures. Coach Henninga has got to love that balanced scoring attack he has this year. Bulldogs with the ball. Jenkins passes it over on the right wing to Dykstra. Now Dykstra with the ball on the left wing. Dykstra now up top. 3 seconds on the shot clock. They put it up for three. McCartney, that one rattles out. And rebounded by Volker for the Lakers. Good defense on that possession by Lake State. They still lead by 4, 3:30 to play in the second quarter. Here's Bray with it. She puts up a long 2. That one's short. Good defense on that one by Anderson. Bulldogs with the ball. Quickly up court. Zoe Anderson, foot on the line, 3, no good. Rebound, actually would be a 2, not a 3 if the foot was on the line. And we're going to have a ball go out of bounds. Lakers thought they might have gotten that one, but the referees thought otherwise, and Ferris State will maintain possession. Caden Blanchard inbound for the Bulldogs underneath the Lake State basket. Now wide open for 3 on the right wing. Krause, that one short. Can't get a better look than that. Rebounded by Bryant. Bryant now across the midcourt line. Bryant in the paint, finds some space, puts up a shot, but she'll shoot a pair of free throws. And I got to give a lot of credit tonight to Taylor Bryant. You look at the line, she has 2 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, but she's done a lot of things out there that have been very good. Getting the Lakers without a couple starting guards tonight, Margot Woofter and Sadie DeWilt. And so Bryant, who gets playing time on her own, she's filling in nicely for the starters tonight. So at the line, Taylor Bryant, senior. Hard to believe she's a senior already from Newberry, Michigan. First free throw up, good. I'm sure Fred is probably watching tonight or maybe listening. He certainly had a very good season with his Cadillac Vikings, the athletic director at Cadillac, Fred Bryant, as the football team made it to the finals, losing to Detroit Country Day. Second free throw, no good by Bryant. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs. Lakers with a 5-point lead, under three to play here in the second quarter. Now Bulldogs with the ball, open Blanchard, three, off the glass, good. Boy, you can almost count it when she shoots. She is one heck of a shooter. 7 of 10 tonight, 4 of 5 from three-point land, and already 18 points. We talked about her in the pregame, and she's living up to the billing. Lakers lead by two. Nice pass by Bryant, who found Raymond underneath. The Lakers back to a 4-point lead. 2:25 to play in this second quarter. McCartney with the ball for the Bulldogs. Now McCartney on the right wing, over far corner, Dykstra. Now Dykstra to Blanchard, thought about the long three. Now she'll drive, put a shot off the glass. Rare miss for her. Rebound picked up by Lake State's Volker. Lakers with the ball, leading by four. 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Bryant with it. She finds some space, puts up a shot. That one blocked by Jenkins. And here come the Bulldogs with numbers. Bounce pass underneath, off the glass, no. But a foul on Volker. And that's probably a good foul there because I think that would have been an easy two for Anderson. And no player in this game in any foul trouble, so I think Coach Lockins wouldn't be too disappointed with that foul. Checking in for Lake State, number 10, Carson Nitz, who will replace Taylor Bryant, as I think she has two fouls now. So you don't want to see her get her third foul. Free throw up and in by Dykstra. That cuts the Laker lead to three. Boy, it's eerily quiet when these teams that shoot free throws. You can hear a pin drop. Second free throw, that one rattles out. Maybe the pin rattled her on that one. Rebound picked up by Lake State. Nitz with it. Carson Nitz, one of the transfer students this season for the Lakers. Now Raymond finds some space. She puts it up off the glass and in. Madison Raymond with a nice two. The Lakers lead by five. 1:35 to play in the second quarter. Ferris with the ball. Blanchard with it at the free throw line, and we're going to have a foul underneath. I think that's going to go against Volker, and that'll be the fourth team foul in the quarter. Bontrager checks in for Lake State, replacing Volker. So the next foul for the Lakers will send the Bulldogs to the line. Minute 25 to play in the second quarter. Lake State with the 5-point lead. Bulldogs with it. Blanchard almost lost the ball. Now the Lakers had a double team. Now they'll pass it inside. Stolen there by the Lakers. Nice play, Raymond, and picked up there by Crew. Now a pass that almost goes out of bounds but kept alive by Wilder. Wilder with the ball at the free throw line. Should dish it to Raymond. Now Raymond drives underneath, putting up a shot that was blocked. Oh, and bad luck for Raymond. She was falling down, and as she was going out of bounds, the ball goes off of her, so that'll go to Ferris. Again, good defense again by Ariel Jenkins. She's done a good number on Raymond a couple times tonight. Under a minute to play in this second quarter. Bulldogs with the ball, trailing by five, 37-32 Lake State. Now here's Dykstra with it, and I think we're going to have a foul underneath on Lake State, and that's going to send the Bulldogs to the free throw line as Olthoff will check in for Lake State, replacing Raymond. And that foul will be on Madison Raymond, her first. And so at the line for Ferris State, number five, Deshauna Day. She's a freshman guard forward out of Muskegon, Michigan. First free throw up. That one rattles in. That cuts the lead to four, with 50 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Coming up at half, we'll hopefully have a final on the Laker men's game. We'll go through the stats of this one and try to get some other scores from around the GLIAC. Second free throw up and in. Excuse me, that was number 15, Ariel Jenkins. They both have the same hairstyle there, and the braid was covering the number, and they both have a five in the number, so it confused the broadcaster, which this just in isn't very hard to do sometimes. Lake State with a 3-point advantage, 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter. See if they can get a 2-for-1 out of this possession, but they have it stolen on their own side of the court, picked up by the Bulldogs' Day, and she's going to be fouled underneath. So Ferris State has a chance maybe to take a lead going into halftime. They've basically been behind the entire game. I think they had a 2-0 lead early, but it's been all Lakers as far as in the lead this first half. So this time at the line, not last time, is Deshauna Day, the freshman guard, as I mentioned, from Muskegon, Michigan. She'll shoot a pair of free throws, first one short. She'll shoot one more. Second free throw up, and that one's good, so that cuts the Laker lead to two with 38 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Fair State starting to imply a press a bit, which caused Lakers fits on the last possession. Now the Lakers got to get it across the midcourt line. They might be running out of time here. Bryant just gets it across. That was close. Now here's Wilder with it. She launches the three. That one's way off the mark. Rebound, battled for, and that'll stay with Lake State. And the Lakers will probably hold for the final possession here. 22.1 seconds remain here in this second quarter. Lakers with the ball up two. Bryant with it, as the Lakers will likely hold for the last shot here. Bryant. Actually, the shot clock is down to four. Lakers need to get a shot off. Wilder just does. That one didn't hit the rim, though. And, wow, I can't believe the referees didn't see that. That ball didn't look like it hit the rim at all. And they call a jump ball. It's going to go to Ferris, but if I'm Coach Westendorp, I might be having a conversation with those officials. That ball from, granted, I'm a little ways away up here. Didn't look like that hit the rim at all, but it goes to Ferris anyway on the alternate possession with 3.3 seconds remaining here in this second quarter. They're going to have to go all the way down the court, and I think they're having a conversation as far as if that was a shot clock violation. It sure looked to me it was. And so that would give the Bulldogs at least a couple more seconds, but well, I guess nothing's going to happen. It was a conversation that just never happened. So 3.3 seconds remaining in this second quarter, as Dykstra will get it to McCartney. McCartney from midcourt at the buzzer, and that one didn't miss by a whole lot. And a good first half here at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium. Our score, Lake State 37, Ferris State 35. We'll take a three-minute break and be back with our halftime here on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason back at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium on this Tuesday night. Laker women's basketball, and we got a good one here at the Coop. Lake State with a 37-35 lead over the Ferris State Bulldogs. The Lakers shot 50% from the field in that first half, 15 of 30. Ferris State, 41%, 12 of 29, three-pointers. Bulldogs have attempted a bunch more than the Lakers. They're 5 of 14 for 35%. The Lakers, 1 of 5, 20%. Free throws, both teams doing a good job from the line. Ferris 6 of 8, Lakers 6 of 7. Lake State 6 turnovers to Ferris's 5. Lakers out rebounding the Bulldogs so far by 16 to 13 count. Both teams have 7 assists, and the big stat to me, points in the paint, 28 for Lake State and 8 for the Bulldogs. Leading the way for the Lakers, Jaden Wilder, she has 9 points on 4 of 9 shooting. Mackenzie Bray with 8, Madison Raymond and Kelly Olthoff with 6, Haley Volker with 5, and Taylor Bryant with 3. For Ferris State, it's been all Caitlin Blanchard. She has 18 points, 7 of 11 from the field, including 4 of 5 from three-point land. Deshauna Day with 5 points for the Bulldogs, Ellie Dykstra with 3, Mallory McCartney with 3, Zoe Anderson 2, Samantha Krause 2, and Ariel Jenkins with 2 for the Bulldogs. Only player with 2 fouls for Ferris, Amika Mungba, excuse me. She has 2 fouls for the Bulldogs. Lake State, Bontrager, and Volker each with 2 fouls. So the Lakers got off to a real good start. Slowed down a bit in that second half, or second quarter rather, but thought they played a pretty solid half. But that has been their MO this year. First halves have been good. Second halves, not so much. We'll see if that changes tonight here at the Coop. Laker men in action at Ferris, and we have a final big win for the men as they defeat Ferris State by the score of 80-69. Lake State doing a real good job from the free throw line. That's kind of been their Achilles heel this year. 18 of 24, they shot 44%. And again, another balance scoring effort for the Lakers. Five players in double figures. Kimon Bassett leading the way with 16 points. He also grabbed 10 rebounds. Nice double-double for him. Malik Adams, so good to see him back on the court this season for the Lakers. He had 15 points. Nigel Colvin with 13, Justin Fisher with 11, and David Wren with 10. So the Lakers will improve to 3-4 on the season as they head to Marquette this weekend to take on the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Looking at some scores from the GLIAC, we do have quite a few games going on here on a Tuesday night. We have a final from Ashland. Ashland has defeated Wayne State by the score of 83-68. Also a final from Davenport, Grand Valley over Davenport by the score of 77-60. Over in Michigan Tech, it's the Huskies leading Northern Michigan. That one late in the third quarter. These all women's scores by the score of 41-31. A couple other games tonight, just about to get underway in Midland. Northwood hosts Saginaw Valley. And later on tonight at 8 o'clock, it's Parkside hosting Purdue Northwest. Actually, those were men's scores. My apologies. So those are all men's scores for the women. No, those weren't men's scores. Those were women's scores. I think I might have the wrong app here from the GLIAC. Let me momentarily regain my composure and try to get you correct scores here. Those are all women's scores, so I was correct on those ones. We mentioned Lake State winning tonight over Ferris State for the men. Final in Saginaw, Saginaw Valley over Northwood by the score of 62-56. Only final we have besides the Lake State game, Wayne State leading Ashland 28-27. That one just starting the second half. End of the first half in Grand Valley. Davenport over Grand Valley 28-24. And coming up in Marquette at 7:30, Michigan Tech will take on Northern Michigan. And then at 8 o'clock, Parkside at Purdue Northwest. We're going to take our final break here at halftime. We come back, we'll have the start of the second half at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium. Our score at halftime, Lake State 37, Ferris State 35. You're listening to Laker Basketball on ESPN 1400. And we're back at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium on the campus of Lake Superior State University. Scott Nason with you for tonight. David John will be back this weekend for Laker women's basketball as the Lakers set to take on Northern Michigan Saturday and Sunday. Both those start times at 3 p.m. You know, the pregame show around at 2:45. Now, if you want to hear the rebroadcast of this game, we post our broadcast on our website for the Monday night show, which you can hear on ESPN 1400, The Game. Just go to thegamesportshow.com or thegamesportshow.podbean.com as we broadcast our regular show Monday nights from 6 to 8 on ESPN 1400. Had a good show last night. We talked local sports, including Sioux Eagles hockey with their head coach, Doug LaProd. We also talked to our good friend, David McKeg Jr., host of the Game Sports Show in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, along with Butch Davis from Butch on Sports in Metro Detroit and EJ Russell from Escanaba, Michigan, all on The Game. Again, you can find the rebroadcast or podcast, if you will, on the website, thegamesportshow.com, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We don't just talk about local sports. We talk about regional and national sports, and certainly lots to talk about right now, despite many teams not being able to play, including the Laker hockey team. We heard from Coach Damon Witten on the Laker Hockey Show, which was right before our broadcast, with Bill Crawford and Matt Pocket talking about the Laker hockey team having to cancel a couple weeks of games. Hopefully the COVID situation gets better for them and they can resume action, but it's the world we're living in right now. And luckily for the Laker basketball teams, they have not had to have any games canceled as of yet, but still something we all have to be aware of. We talked about that and more on The Game, including a very busy week for the Detroit Lions. Boy, new GM, new coach, Matt Stafford out. And we have a pretty darn good Super Bowl coming up here in a week from Sunday, a Super Bowl 55, as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by Tom Brady, take on the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes. That one I know is a lot of Packer fans, including the broadcaster that normally does these games, David John. But Tampa Bay, you got to give credit to them. Their defense looked impressive. But you don't want to hear about that right now. You want to hear about this game as we are set to start the second half of play. Lakers with a 37-35 lead over the Ferris State Bulldogs. And again, very key for the Lakers to come out of this third quarter playing well, because we have not seen that this season. The Lakers have had several either close margins or leads at halftime. They haven't been able to hold most of those games. We'll see if they can do that here at home. So the Lakers will get the ball to start the second half. They are going right to left, as seen on your radio dial. Also, our friends watching on Stretch TV. Bryant with the ball for Lake State. Passing it up top to Wilder. Now Wilder on the right wing to Volker. Bounce pass inside Raymond. She draws the double team. Raymond finds some space. Puts up a nice shot off the glass. And good. Nice play there by Madison Raymond. She now has 8. And the Lakers lead by 4. Ferris State with the ball. It's been all Caitlin Blanchard offensively. She has 18 points for the Bulldogs. And now we're going to have a foul underneath on Lake State. I think that's going to go against Taylor Bryant. That'll be her second. Bulldogs to inbound, trailing by 4, 9:30 to play in this third quarter. Blanchard on the right wing. She likes to shoot from there. She does again. She misses that one. Rebound picked up by the Lakers. And we're going to, a jump ball there. That was... I don't know about that one. It looked like Volker got that rebound and kept it, but the referee calls a jump ball, so that'll stay with the Bulldogs. Ferris State to inbound on the near side. Blanchard, now she drives the baseline, puts it up off the glass, and good. And so Blanchard now with 20 points. She's just under her season average. That shows you what kind of player she is offensively. Now Bryant with the ball. On the left wing, Kenzie Bray up top to Raymond. Now on the left side, Wilder. Bryant inside. Not a good pass there. Stolen by Blanchard. She does it on both ends of the court. Ferris going for their first lead. Blanchard open right wing 3. Yes, ma'am. She's going to hit that shot more often than not. And again, Lakers coming out of the blocks here in the third quarter. Struggling a bit as they now trail 40-39 with 8:47 to play in the third quarter. We'll keep it here on the timeout. Again, the Laker men winning tonight down in Big Rapids as they knocked off Ferris State by the score of 80-69. 5 Lakers in double digits, led by Kimon Bassett. He had 16 points along with 10 rebounds. Malik Adams with 15 and Nigel Colvin with 13. Justin Fisher with 11 and David Wren with 10. So a big win for Coach Hedinga's squad after losing a pair of games to Michigan Tech. The Laker men will travel to Northern Michigan this weekend to take on the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Those games on Saturday and Sunday. So Lake State hoping for some better starts to these second halves. And you just have to give a lot of credit to Ferris State's number 21, Caitlin Blanchard, 23 points, so she's at her season average, 9 of 14 shooting, 5 of 7 from three-point land, and oh, by the way, she also has 3 rebounds and a couple steals. So we'll see if the Lakers can bounce back here. They haven't trailed much in this game. Matter of fact, I think they've only trailed once very early in this contest. So Taylor Bryant will inbound the ball for the Lakers underneath their own basket. It looks like the Bulldogs are going to imply a bit of a press again. Saw it a little bit in the second quarter. You're seeing it now. Bryant gets the ball back off the inbound. Now Bryant with it. Across the midcourt line. Taylor Bryant draws the double team. She's in trouble. Far sideline. She might want to get a timeout, but she gets it away nicely to Volker. Now Bryant again. Top of the circle. Nice pass inside Raymond, finds some space, draws the foul, and she'll shoot a pair of free throws. Good job there by Taylor Bryant keeping that ball alive. Looked like she was going to turn it over on the far sideline, but she got out of it, got the pass over to Volker, and Madison Raymond will shoot a pair of free throws for Lake State. The sophomore forward from Otsego, Michigan, she'll shoot a pair of free throws for the Lakers. First free throw up, that one rattles out. So Lake State now 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Bulldogs also 6 of 8. And Raymond will shoot one more. I was going to use a hush goes over the crowd reference, but there's no crowd. Second free throw in by Raymond. That ties the game at 40 with 8:20 to play in the third quarter. Bulldogs with the ball. Blanchard with it. Now on the right wing, Dykstra. Over to McCartney. Now McCartney. Long two, far side. That one short. Rebound picked up by Bryant. She falls down, and the Bulldogs get the ball right back. Here's Day with it. Now over on the far side, pass goes out of bounds as that ball will go all the way to the far side of the court, and Lake State will get the ball back. Ferris setting up for the press again. Bryant to inbound. She gets it to Wilder. Now Bryant gets it back. Still has it on her side of the court. Bounce pass to Bray. Now Bray underneath finds some space, puts it up off the glass and in. Nice job there by Mackenzie Bray. As she has 10, so she's the first Laker player in double digits, and the Lakers lead by 2. Now another 3 off the glass. That one almost went in by Blanchard, and we have a rebound underneath, and I think that's going to be a foul on the Bulldogs. That's going to be on number 13, Ellie Dykstra. That the second team foul for Ferris here in this third quarter. 7:34 to play in the third. Lake State with a 2-point lead, looking for their second win of the season. Ferris State looking for back-to-back wins for the first time this season. Now Bryant passes it over. Dangerous pass. Kept alive by Wilder. Ferris wanted a travel on that one. Could have been one there too. Now on the far side, Bray. Bray up top to Raymond. Raymond now with the ball. 5 to shoot. Here's Volker. Over to Wilder. Lakers got to get a shot off. They do, off the glass and good. Nice job there by Wilder. I've liked her game tonight. She has 11. And the Lakers lead by 4. 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Bulldogs with the ball, top of the circle. That's McCartney. Now she gives it off to Blanchard at the free throw line. Blanchard trying to find some space, dishes it off. 3, Anderson, that one short. Rebound underneath. Good rebound by Taylor Bryant. Bryant with the ball, Lakers with it, lead by 4. And now we're going to have a foul, as that was number 3, Zoe Anderson, who tried to get that ball away from Wilder. And that'll be the third team foul on the Bulldogs. Now Bontrager, Josie Bontrager, will check in for Lake State. She inbounds it to Bryant. Now Bryant, top of the circle, drawing the double team. Now she gets out of it. Bryant over on the far side to Wilder. Wilder up top. Bontrager. Bontrager over to Raymond. Raymond, right of the lane. Now she moves inside, puts it up off the glass, rattles out, rebound picked up by Jenkins for the Bulldogs. Ferris with it, trailing by 4. Blanchard far side, draws the double team, left the lane, now dishing it to the far side, driving. That's Day off the glass, no good. Rebound goes off a Ferris player out of bounds, and we'll go back to Lake State. Raymond and Wilder with 11 points each for the Lakers. And so Lake State's recovered after a shaky first couple minutes of this third quarter. Good timeout by Coach Locken to get his girls settled down a bit. Now Bryant across the midcourt line being guarded by McCartney. Taylor Bryant with it. Bryant, far side. Bontrager inside. That one goes off of Jenkins out of bounds. We'll stay with Lake State. Lakers to inbound underneath the Bulldogs basket. Bryant will take it. Bryant, bounce pass, near side. Now she gets it back. Bryant drives, tries to find Bray underneath, but stolen by the Bulldogs. Here's McCartney with it. In the paint, that could, whoa, no call. Lots of contact underneath, but no call. Now another shot, and they call that one and one, as that was number 23, Mallory McCartney, getting the two, and that'll be a foul on Lake State. I believe that might be on, no, that one's going to be on number 12, Taylor Bryant. So that's her third. We'll see if Coach Locken gets her out of the game for a bit. And first action for Sault Ste. Marie's number three, Mackenzie Kalchek, as she'll check in for her first action of this contest. So at the line for Ferris, number 23, Mallory McCartney, a sophomore guard out of Saginaw, Michigan, as she makes that free throw and cuts the Laker lead to one. Bulldogs with the press, and the Lakers almost lost it. Kalchek goes to the ground, and they're going to create a jump ball. So good job there by Mackenzie Kalchek to keep that one alive and keep the Lakers with the ball. We have a media timeout, 5:22 to play in this third quarter. We got a close one at the Coop. Our score, Lake Superior State 44, Ferris State 43. You are listening to Laker Basketball on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason back at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium on the campus of Lake Superior State University. Women's basketball, 5:22 to play in the third quarter. Lake State maintains their one-point lead over Ferris State 44-43. The Lakers still shooting well in this one, shooting at a 53% clip, Ferris State 39%. Points in the paint, Lakers 34, Ferris 12. So it's been the inside game for Lake State and the outside game for Ferris State. Lakers with the ball, Ferris State applying the press once again. Kalchek gets it out to Bray. Now Kalchek with the ball for Lake State across the midcourt line, and we're going to have a jump ball. As Kalchek lost the dribble, and that's going to give the ball back to the Bulldogs. They led once here in the second half, and they have the opportunity to do it again as Coach Locken, having some conversation with the official, he throws his roster or play chart, whatever you want to call it. I don't think he needs to throw a roster. I'm pretty sure he knows his players by now. I'd certainly hope so. Now the Bulldogs with it. And we're going to have a travel up top, as that was Ellie Dykstra, who took one too many steps, so Lakers will get the ball back. Kalchek to inbound, far sideline for Lake State. Passes it to Wilder. Now Wilder across the midcourt line. Lakers having a little trouble with this press. Now Bontrager with it. Swings it over to Bray. Bray with it along the baseline. Now she drives in the paint, and we're going to have a foul before the shot on the Bulldogs. That'll be their third team foul. And the Lakers will inbound underneath the Bulldogs basket. That foul on Dykstra, that's her second. And so checking in for Ferris, Zoe Anderson. She will replace Dykstra. Now Kalchek to inbound. Lob pass, almost a dangerous one picked up by Bray. Now Raymond with it. Left the lane, nice spin move, dishes it out. Bray, wide open three, no good. Rebound picked up by Blanchard. Blanchard, leading scorer for Ferris tonight. She has 20 points. Blanchard now gives it off to McCartney, top of the circle. Now the Bulldogs with it. Blanchard trying to get open, swings it over to Day. Now Day drives, tried an underhanded pass, gets it back. Now inside, back up top. That's McCartney. Good defense here by Lake State. Five on the shot clock. Here's Day with it. Kalchek on her, and Day puts it up and in. A little size advantage for Day, and that cuts the Laker lead to one. Ferris leads by one with 4 minutes to play here in this third quarter. Now a steal as a two-on-one opportunity, and that's going to be a foul on Kalchek, as that's going to send Ferris State to the line. So this full court press starting to bother the Lakers a little bit, as Coach Locken is going to get Taylor Bryant back out there along with Carson Nitz, as they will replace Kalchek and Wilder. So at the line for Ferris State, number three, Zoe Anderson, a junior forward from Rockford, Michigan. First free throw up, and that one's good. So Ferris with their biggest lead of the night. It's two, 46-44. Ferris 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Make it 10 of 12 as Anderson drains both those free throws, and now Lake State trails by 3. Ferrer's going to keep that press on. It's caused the Lakers fits here in this third quarter. And really, when they did it in the second quarter as well. Nice job there by Bryant getting to Bondrager. Her shot off the back heel, no rebound inside. We're going to have a jump ball, and this will keep possession with Lake State. Lakers now shooting 50% in this contest. Ferris State 41, but they've made five more threes, and that's the difference right now. This is Bulldogs lead by three. Now Bryant to inbound. Bryant trying to get it out there. She needs to. Oh, that's going to be 5 seconds. As Taylor Bryant tried to throw it off the Ferris player, but she did it at about 5.1 seconds as by three. 3:35 to play. Now finding all sorts of space, putting up the shot, no good. That was McCartney. Rebound off the glass and in by Anderson. And starting to really go the Bulldogs' way now. They lead by five. Bryant with it, almost lost it. Good defensive pressure by Ferris. They made some good adjustments here in the second half. Now Bryant with it. She doesn't shoot it much outside. She gets to Raymond. That shot no good. Nice rebound. Up and in by Bray. Good job on the offensive boards by Mackenzie Bray. As she now has 10 points, the Lakers trail by three. Bulldogs with the ball. Under three to play in this third quarter. McCartney. Top of the circle. She'll leave it for Blanchard. Blanchard's been quiet the last few minutes offensively, but she makes a nice move underneath. Boy, she's a good-looking player out there. Caitlin Blanchard, she now has 25 points on the night. Pretty much half the Ferris total, and the Bulldogs lead by five. 2:30 to play in this third quarter. Now Bryant on the right wing. Taylor Bryant still has it. Looking for Raymond underneath. Now Bryant still has the ball. We'll get it over to Bray. Now Bray with it. Five on the clock. We're going to have a foul, I believe, before the shot. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Bulldogs. So the next one will send the Lakers to the line here in this third quarter. Checking back in for Lake State, number 11, Haley Volker. She'll replace Josie Bontrager. Foul was on Ariel Jenkins. So that'll reset the shot clock to 20 seconds. Bryant gets the inbound pass. Bryant now finding some space. Passes it way out. Long three. Volker, that one rattles out. Rebound picked up by Blanchard. Blanchard with the ball. Now a long three. McCartney, no good. Rebound, battled for. And we're going to have a foul on Lake State on the rebound. And that'll be the Lakers' fourth team foul. That's on Volker. Her third. So you have Bryant and Volker with three. And now Bryant will sit back down. As Wilder will check back in for Lake State. Ferris with it. Under two to play in the third quarter. Bulldogs lead 51-46. Now McCartney right of the lane. And that's going to be a travel. Good job by Raymond to get in her way, causing the turnover. Nitz to inbound for Lake State. Ferris has had that press pretty much this entire third quarter. Now Wilder at her own free throw line. Wilder, nice spin move to get across the midcourt line. Wilder now between the circles. Now she'll back it up to the near sideline. Wilder still has it. Now Wilder finds a wide open Volker. Thought about the three, now drives the baseline nicely. Oh, she missed the shot. That's going to be a foul on Lake State going for the rebound. And that's going to be on Mackenzie Bray. And that'll send the Bulldogs to the free throw line where they have been very good tonight. 1:24 to play in this third quarter. Ferris State with a 51-46 lead. Rebounds now in Ferris's favor, 20-19. Turnovers not in the Lakers' favor. They have 12. Ferris State has 9. So at the line, Caden Blanchard, her first free throws of the night. And she now has 26 as she drains the first one. Boy, she is having some sort of start of her season. And she's getting that 23-point-per-game scoring average. Well, that's going to bump up after this one. as she now has 27 as she drains both free throws. And it's the biggest deficit for Lake State in this one. They've led by as many as 10, but right now they trail by 7. Buck 20 left in this third quarter. Now across the midcourt line, Lake State with it. Wilder finding a wide open player underneath. That's Bray, and she puts it up off the glass with the left hand and in. Lakers cut it to 5. Minute 10 left here in this third quarter. Bulldogs with the ball. Minute left in the third. Now up top, long three, Anderson. That one's good. So Ferris hitting the threes here tonight. That's their seventh three. They lead by 8. 50 seconds left here in this third quarter. Lake State with the ball in the paint, and that's going to be a jump ball as Volker lost the ball, and that'll give the possession to Ferris State. So Lake State committing too many turnovers in this third quarter, so it's following a similar script this season. Lakers, first half, goods, come out in the third quarter, hasn't quite gone their way so far this season. Now a long two up top, no good, rebound, battle for by Day, that one missed as well, and we're going to have a foul on the Bulldogs. That'll send Lake State to the line as they will shoot a pair of free throws with 34 seconds left in this third quarter. Montrager will check back in for Lake State, and at the line for the Lakers, number 10, Carson Nitz. She will shoot a pair of free throws for the Lakers. This is the first free throws for Lake State in the second half. 7 of 9 from the line so far. Make it 8 of 10 as number 10 hits that free throw. She'll shoot one more. That's Nitz's first point. Make it her second as she drains both free throws. Lake State trails by 6. 30 seconds left here in this third quarter. Difference of 4 between the shot clock and the game clock. We'll see if Ferris drains that down to shoot the final shot with not much time left. Looks like that's exactly what they're doing as McCartney dribbling it at the center court circle. 5 on the shot clock. Now McCartney with it. She shoots the 3, and that one's no good. Rebound inside. Picked up by Bray. 5 seconds. Lakers have some time, but they're being pressured. And that's going to be a long pass and no shot attempt, as after 3 quarters of play, Ferris State leads Lake State by the score of 56-50. You are listening to Laker Basketball on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason back at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium. After 3 quarters of play, Ferris State leads Lake State in women's basketball by the score of 56-50. The Lakers led basically the entire first half, but Ferris outscores the Lakers in that third quarter 21-13. And the story has been the play of freshman guard number 21, Caden Blanchard, 27 points tonight on 10 of 16 shooting. She has been tough to stop for the Lakers. For Lake State, Mackenzie Bray leading the way with 12. Madison Raymond has 11. And Jaden Wilder with 11. And Lake State will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. And almost a steal there, but that ball goes out of bounds. The Laker men winning down in Big Rapids, as we mentioned, 82-69. I want to say hello to my beautiful wife, Becky, who is traveling back from that game. Of course, she is the athletic trainer for Lake State men's and women's basketball team, along with several others. Safe travels there, sweetheart. Now Lakers with the ball underneath, shot off the glass and in by number 32, Kelly Olthoff. And Lake State cuts the lead to 4. Bulldogs with the ball. Blanchard dishes it out to Dykstra. Long 3. Good. And that's been the difference in this game. Ferris with their 8th three-pointer. Lake State with just 1. And, well, there's a 7-point lead, so you can do the math back at home. Lakers with the ball. Cross the midcourt line. Nitz with it. And that's going to be another jump ball, as this full court press and these halftime adjustments made by Coach Westendorf have certainly paid dividends for Ferris State. Lake State following a far too familiar storyline this season. Second halves have not been kind to them. Bulldogs with the ball, leading by 7, 9 minutes to play in this third quarter. Lakers need some stops here. Blanchard, she's been impossible to stop, but she puts it off the glass, a rare miss. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs. Now a long three up top. Good. Another three by Ferris. Mallory McCartan, and what do we have here? We have a whistle. Oh, they're going to call that a two. It looked like a three, but she must have had a pinky toe on the line or something. So count it a two-point basket, and Ferris State leads by nine. Bulldogs 8 of 23 from the three-point line. Behind it, I should say, Lake State 1 of 7. Lakers still shooting 50%, but turnovers have really crept up. They now have 14. Now Bryant with it. She drives, put up off the high glass, no rebound, and we're going to have another jump ball. This will keep the possession with Lake State. Lakers having a real hard time getting set in their offense. They had all those points in the paint in the first half, but they haven't had as many here in the second half. They still have 40 points in the paint, but they've been harder to come by. Now a deflection off the inbound pass will stay with Lake State. 8:43 to play in this fourth quarter. Ferris with a 61-52 lead. Now a lob pass to Bray. Now she passes it inside. Another steal, another turnover for Lake State. Here comes Day driving off the glass, rattles that one in. And the Bulldogs lead by 11, 63-52. Lake State with the ball. Wilder with it. Wilder, spin move, and she lost the ball. Boy, the Lakers turning the ball over left and right now. And now here come the Bulldogs. Wide open two-point shot. Good, far side. If you're Coach Locken, you better get a timeout here. This one's going to get out of hand as Ferris State leads by 13. No timeout called as Bryant across the midcourt line. Now she drives. Lost space. Dishing over to Bontrager. Three. No good. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs. Blanchard across the midcourt line. It's been all Ferris in this second half. They lead by 13. Now Blanchard with the ball. On the right elbow, McCartney. Over to Dykstra. Now Blanchard, open three. Good. Boy, this girl can shoot. She is shooting the lights out here at the Coop. She has 29 points. And the Bulldogs lead by 16. Still no timeout called by Coach Locken. Across the midcourt line. Wilder with the ball. Lakers having a hard time getting their offense set right now. Olthoff over to Bontrager. Now up top to Bryant. Five to shoot. Bryant with the ball. Bryant still has it. She drives. Nice pass inside, finding Bontrager underneath. Good job there by Taylor Bryant. That breaks a long run for Ferris State. Bulldogs with the ball, leading by 14, under 7 to play in this fourth quarter. On the right wing, McCartney up top. Now open. Blanchard, three. That one missed. Seems like every time she shoots, you just think the ball's going to go in. That one didn't miss by much. Rebound by Lake State. They need some scores. Bontrager, right wing, three. No. Lakers just not hitting from three-point range tonight. That was a good look, but Bontrager can't connect. Bulldogs with it, leading 68-54, 6:25 to play in this fourth quarter. Now Ferris will slow it down. McCartney between the circles. Over to Blanchard. Back up top to McCartney. 10 to shoot. McCartney still has it. Over to Day. Now she'll drive. Day shot, no good, but she was fouled. And so Deshauna Day will shoot two free throws for Ferris State. Bulldogs doing a great job from the line tonight, 11 of 13. That foul will go on number 32, Kelly Olthoff, her second first team foul for Lake State here in this fourth quarter. So Day will shoot two free throws, first one up. That one rattles out. So that'll keep the Bulldogs' lead at 14. Lake State women will be here this upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, against Northern Michigan. Both those a 3 p.m. start time. Second free throw miss. We'll see if the Lakers can take advantage. They need some points here in a hurry. They trail by 14. 6 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Bryant with it at the free throw line. Bryant swings over to Bray. She launches a three. Lakers just cannot connect from outside as that one misses. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs' McCartney. Now we're at the far corner up top. That's McCartney. Thought about the three. They're going to milk some more clock smartly. up by 14 with 5:40 left. You want to milk clock. Now Blanchard off the glass and in. She is having some sort of game for Ferris State. 30 points on the night. Timeout Lake State will take one with them with 5:37 to play in the fourth quarter. It's Ferris State 70, the Lakers 54. You're listening to Lake State Basketball on ESPN 1400. Back at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium, 5:37 to play in the fourth quarter. Been all Ferris State in the second half as they lead Lake State in women's basketball by the score of 70-54. And it has been all number 21, Caden Blanchard. 32 points on the night, 12 of 20 shooting, 6 of 10 from three-point land. Oh, and yeah, she has 9 rebounds too. So she has lived up to the hype. We saw that scoring average coming in, and that's a good scoring average, and it's going to go up after this one. Averaging about 23 points going into this contest. That's going to bump up to who knows by the time this one ends. Now Bryant with it. Lakers need points in a hurry. Underneath Olthoff, and we have a foul before the shot. Just the first team foul on Ferris State here in this fourth quarter. As checking in for Lake State, Madison Raymond and number 10 Carson Nitz. They will replace Olthoff and Bryant. Lake State to inbound, Wilder underneath the Ferris basket. Now Wilder gets it back, thought about the three. Lakers just with 1 3 tonight. They shoot another one, Nitz, and that one's good. So Carson Nitz hits the three, and that gives Lake State a little life, but they still trail by 13. 5:10 to play in this fourth quarter. Bulldogs with the ball, McCartney. Now McCartney, nice pass, driving to the hoop, now finding a player underneath. That's Jenkins. She puts it up off the glass and good. As Ferris State now leads by 15. Under 5 to play in this fourth quarter. Lake State with the ball, Wilder. Between the circles, now she draws the double team, passes over to Villanueva. Now over the far side, Nitz, another three. That one's no good. Rebound Villanueva underneath. Villanueva still has it. She puts it up no good. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs, Blanchard. So now she has 10 rebounds to go along with 32 points. And she drives the hoop. Underhanded scoop shot no good. Rebound picked up by Raymond. Raymond with the ball. Gets it to Nitz. Across the midcourt line. Lakers trail by 15. Now Bray with it. Right of the lane. Bray, nice move. Puts up the shot no, but she'll shoot two free throws for Lake State. 4:13 to play in this fourth quarter, 72-57 in favor of Ferris State. That foul will go on Kraus, team foul number 2. First free throw up by Bray, good. Bray now with 13 points to lead all scorers for Lake State. Lakers 10 of 12 from the free throw line, make it 11 of 13, and now a quick steal by Lake State. Villanueva underneath, and that shot no good. Good defense played there by Jenkins for Ferris State. Bulldogs with it. 4 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Bulldogs with the ball leading by 13. Now at the right elbow, McCartney. She puts up the two. Good. Nice shot there by Mallory McCartney. And the Bulldogs lead by 15. Lakers might be running out of time here with 3:40 left. They're going to need a lot of hoops in a hurry. Villanueva over at the far sideline. Pass it inside to Raymond, drawing the double team. Now Raymond gets out of it, puts up a shot. That one's way off. Picked up by the Bulldogs. And it looks like Ferris State's going to get their second straight win, improved to 3-4. After a subpar first half, they have really come alive here in the second half. Now a steal by the Lakers. Wilder one on two, runs out of real estate. That one goes off the bottom of the backboard. She keeps it alive though. Bray underneath, wide open. She puts up a shot up and in. And Lake State trails once again by 13. Now quickly across the midcourt line. Bulldogs with it. Here's McCartney up top. Long three. Dykstra, good. I think if you're Coach Westendorp, you don't really like that shot, but when it goes in, you like it a lot. And the Bulldogs, they're going to win this game barring an epic collapse. They lead by 16. Here's Wilder with it. On the left wing, Wilder to Villanueva. Villanueva now at the free throw line. Trying to find someone open. She does. That's Wilder. Now Wilder in the paint. Lakers taking way too long to shoot. Wilder underneath puts it up and in. Coach Locken wants the Lakers to get the press going, but they couldn't quite do so in time. So it's 77-63 Ferris, wide open underneath. That's number 15, Ariel Jenkins. She puts it up and in, and that gives the Bulldogs a 16-point lead with 2 minutes left in this one. So Lake State going to fall to 1-6 as they take on Northern this weekend. Now a three short by Wilder, rebounded by the Bulldogs. And we could see some play. Well, they don't have a whole lot of players off the bench tonight. They only have 10 players available, but you might see the other five very, very soon. As they're taking all sorts of time to shoot the ball here. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Minute 40 left in this one. Now here's McCartney. She puts up a shot. That one short. Rebounded by Nitz. Carson Nitz across the midcourt line for Lake State. She launches an NBA three. That one didn't hit anything, and that'll go out of bounds. And we will see some players check in for both teams, including number 25 for Lake State, Abby Crew, and number 3, Mackenzie Kalchick. And so this one, following a far too familiar script that we've seen played out several times this season with Lake State's women's team. Good first half, second half, struggling. Oh, we're going to have a foul underneath on Raymond. She thought she got all ball, but she did not. That's going to send number 20. Unaba at the line shooting two. Amaka Unaba. Hope I got that name right. First free throw up and in, so that extends the lead to 17. And that second free throw, no good, rebounded by Lake State. Caden Blanchard for Ferris State, 32 points tonight, 10 rebounds. She's still out there, surprisingly. Say maybe she's going for her career high, but she's only a freshman, so she hasn't had a whole lot of games for a career high. I don't think she's scored over 30 points a game, but 23-point-per-game average. As that's a foul on Ferris, and Mackenzie Kalchick at the line, shooting two free throws for Lake State. First free throw up and in for Kenzie. Nice shot there. Her first point. Cuts the lead to 16. Coming up in our post-game show, we'll recap the scoring. We'll look at the scores from around the GLIAC. Second free throw up by Kalchick, and that one's also good. So Lakers doing a good job again from the free throw line. 14 of 16 tonight. They've been real good all year long from the free throw line. A minute left as Ferris State going to milk that shot clock. So Lakers came out of the gate really strong in this one. Now here's Blanchard, got that shot blocked. Oh, she missed the second one. Rebounded, picked up by Nitz. She'll get it over to Crew, her three. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Blanchard, her 11th. And we still have a difference of about 12 on the shot clock, so Ferris can't milk this one completely, but they're going to get the win as they'll improve to 3-4 on the season. These teams will meet once more down in Big Rapids in a few weeks. But the Lakers will look forward to Northern Michigan coming in, and Northern Michigan has a solid squad as well. Now a three by Anderson. That one's good. Ferris State shooting very well here in this second half, and they're going to win this game. Kalchick with the ball, 10 seconds left. See if she can get a shot off here. She lost the ball. As that's going to go to Ferris. And that's all she wrote, folks. 6.5 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter. Ferris State's going to win this one by the score of 83-65. We'll take a break and be back with our post-game show on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason back at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium. Our final score in women's basketball tonight. Ferris State knocks off the Lakers by the score of 83-65. First half for the Lakers, a very good half. They held the lead at halftime, but we've seen this a few times this season. Second halves have not been kind to the Lakers. Ferris State made adjustments. They applied a full court press pretty much that entire third quarter, and, well, they shot very well for the game. Overall, their percentage, 47% from the field, but the difference, three-pointers. Ferris, 11 of 27 from three-point land for 40%. Lakers shot the ball well early, struggled late. They shoot 43%, 2 of 15 from three-point land at 13%. Free throws, Lake State 13 of 15, Ferris 12 of 17. Turnovers was the big stat, especially in that second half. 17 turnovers for Lake State, 11 for Ferris. Ferris would get 23 points off those turnovers. Rebounds pretty even, 31-29 in favor of Ferris State. Assists 20-14 in favor of Ferris. And points in the paint went to the Lakers, but they had a lot of those early. 46-26 in favor of Lake State. Leading the way for the Bulldogs, freshman Caden Blanchard. She came in to tonight's contest averaging 23 points a game. Well, that average is certainly going to go up as she put in 32 points on 12 of 22 shooting, 6 of 10 from three-point range. She also had 10 rebounds. Zoe Anderson with 12 for the Bulldogs, 11 points for Ellie Dykstra, 10 points for Mallory McCartney, 9 points for Deshauna Day, 6 points for Ariel Jenkins, 2 points Samantha Krause, and 1 point for Amaka Unbaga. For Lake State, they were led by Mackenzie Bray, 16 points on 6 of 12 shooting, Jaden Wilder with 13 points, Madison Raymond with 11, 8 points from Kelly Olthoff, 5 points Carson Nix, 5 points Haley Volker, 3 points Taylor Bryant, 2 points Mackenzie Kalchick, and 2 points Josie Bontrager. With the win, Ferris State improves to 3-4 in GLIAC play, and with the loss, Lake State falls to 1-6. The Laker men victorious tonight in Big Rapids as they knock off Ferris State 80-69, 5 Lakers in double digits as they improve to 3-4 on the season. Other scores in the GLIAC will start with women. Ashland knocks off Wayne State 83-68. Grand Valley over Davenport 77-60. Final in Michigan Tech, a low scoring game. The Huskies knock off Northern Michigan 55-46. At half in Midland, it's Northwood trailing Saginaw Valley 37-30, and about to get underway in Parkside. Parkside will host Purdue Northwest. Men's games from tonight in the GLIAC, Saginaw Valley over Northwood 62-56. Wayne State has knocked off Ashland 58-50. Davenport leads at Grand Valley 67-62 with 2 minutes left in the half. Early score in Marquette, Northern over Michigan Tech 12-10. And coming up here in a little bit, Purdue Northwest will host Parkside. Our next Laker basketball broadcast will be this Saturday at 3 as the Laker women will be home to take on Northern Michigan for a pair of games Saturday at 3, Sunday at 3. David John will be back for those broadcasts, which you can hear right here on ESPN 1400, starting with the pregame show around 2:45. Laker men will be traveling to Marquette to take on Northern Michigan this Saturday and Sunday. That's going to wrap it up here from the Coop. I want to thank our broadcast engineer, Frank Blissett, back in the ESPN 1400 studios, doing a great job as always, and thank all of you listening on ESPN 1400.